This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. It's the show that goes like this. Yes, I'm Ben Simmons, and you're here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. Very glad to have your company as ever. And can I ask you, please, spread the word about this fantastic station and in particular this wonderful programme. 98.0 FM, Tuesday night, 6 till 8 o'clock. Also available online, phoenixfm.com and via smart speaker. And if you are desperate to see what's going on in Studio One here today, mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. You get the video feed into the studio. So it's another great show in prospect for you tonight. We'll look at some celebrity birthdays. We'll look at the weird world of news, and in particular, one of the more interesting food-related jobs you may want to get. The interesting piece of show business memorabilia that almost sold for £62,000 this week. We'll also look at a man who terrifies his neighbours by exercising, and a hack involving cling film that can help you clean your oven. Very exciting, the weird world of news today. Later on, we will be helping each other to rank all movies as well. I'll be asking you to get involved with that if you haven't seen it on socials already. We'll be looking at Ridiculous Holidays, and we've got loads of great tracks to keep you going. However, for the many self-employed of us out there, and I suspect quite a lot of people listening to this are self-employed, the date, the 31st of January, can instill dread in you. I'm hoping it's all passed relatively peacefully for you so far. Yes, you've got a little under 6 hours until the deadline if you owe any money to HMRC. But yes, millions of us have been doing our financial returns, I think it's fair to say, and those of us that have left it till the last minute only have done it today. I have done it before I broadcasted. I submitted my return, paid what I owed. I was pleased. There was no kind of rebate for me this year. Oh, no. It's always fantastic if you work out you're going to get a rebate, isn't it? Brilliant. But anyway, yes, hope you get it in. If you're doing it right now with the radio on in the background, I'll keep you company whilst you're going through those receipts and, you know, worrying about gov.uk, whether the website can handle the number of people that are going to be on there later on. So to that end, paying tax, it's what we all love to do, isn't it? How can we embrace that musically early on in the show that goes like this tonight? With this offering from Dire Straits, I'm sure you know what's coming. Yes, of course, for some people, you know, you save a little bit of money throughout the year. It's not a big surprise when you owe some tax at the end. If you do owe some tax at the end, you haven't got it, you've got to get money out of nothing. Were Dire Straits thinking about that when they came up with this one?
Install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery. could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got some in-store microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it's the show that goes like this. If you missed the start, curses, where the heck were you? But to be fair, you've only missed about 8 minutes of content, so don't panic. You missed the news at six. Maybe you desperately wanted to know what was going on in the news. You'll have to wait till eight if you stay on this station. And I sincerely hope you do, and that your Tuesday evening is treating you well so far. Still a bit chilly. Still really need the heating on. Still worry about the cost of heating bills, of course, in the cost of living crisis. Yes, but anyway, let's not worry about that tonight on the show that goes like this. Let's have a lovely, lovely time together. Let's embrace ridiculous holidays that occur all across the world on the 31st of January. Did you know today is Hell is Freezing Over Day? I've literally no idea why, but it's Hell is Freezing Over Day. Perhaps it's a traditionally very cold day in the Northern Hemisphere. A few weeks back, they had that ridiculous storm in America, didn't they? I think it was more likely freezing over then. But we are embracing Hell is Freezing Over Day on the show that goes like this here on the Phoenix Airwaves tonight by playing, at least in the early part of the show, a lot of tracks that have been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners. Because, well, quite frankly, you're lovely. And I did ask on social media for songs that link to being cold. And some of you have come up with fantastic, fantastic suggestions. And if you are listening carefully, your suggestion may make it onto these airwaves. So thank you very much for making a suggestion. Indeed, I'm trying to find the person who did. Oh, yes, it was Ken Taylor who suggested I play this one. He may have meant the original Sacrifice by Elton John, which features the lyrics Cold, Cold Heart. But, of course, we're bringing it bang up to date with the Elton and Dua Lipa P&AO remix of Cold Heart.
Strong. Some things look better, baby, just passing through.
Phoenix FM.
Love that update. Elton John and Dua Lipa PNAO remix Cold Heart, as that one is known, was number one in the UK a few months back. Yes, it's Tuesday. It's the 31st of January. Hope you've got your figures in to HMRC. You've got 5 hours, 45 minutes before the deadline. Best of luck to all you self-employed legends out there. Yes, and I'll keep your ears happy here if you're sat at home frequently tapping away on a keyboard trying to get everything sorted. It's a bit daunting if you've not done it before when you submit your own figures, self-assessment online. I know a lot of people have accountants and assistants to do it for them and whatever, but when you do it yourself, if you've not done it for a while, I think I've done it myself 3 years in a row now, and they ask all these questions like yes or no, what happens if I put no, what should I put yes, oh I'm not sure, oh okay, and there's supposedly links and drop down menus to explain everything to you. I did it. I think it's fair to say, I don't want to get complacent, but I was quite pleased with the speed I managed to input it in. But there's quite a bit to negotiate, but there is help at hand in the form of drop-down menus and answer sheets and YouTube videos, etc., if you get stuck there. But even so, it's still nice to talk to a real person and get stuff done, isn't it? Imagine if there was a phone line for HMRC queries today. I think it would be glowing red hot. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I'm not going to talk too much more now about tax and figures. We all know it's the 31st of January. I've got it done, so I'm slightly smug. If you're still getting it done, you'll feel smug later when you've done it, I promise. And thanks to everybody that made suggestions for cold-related music in the early part of the show tonight, because, yes, 31st of January is known as Hell is Freezing Over Day. Don't know if it warranted a fanfare even, but it's got one, so I hope Hell is Freezing Over Day appreciates that. And we'll have another track now. We'll pay a visit to the Weird World of News quite shortly and find out about what it's like to have an interesting food-related job. I promise it'll be exciting. Fabulous. Here, courtesy of Andy Gardner's suggestion on social media, is Foreigner, who are quite literally as cold as ice.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's just gone 20 past six, and we're paying our first visit to the weird world of news. More a jingle of suspense there, which is probably unnecessary because this first visit certainly isn't very full of suspense. It's quite interesting. A journalist recently reported online about how they spent time shadowing, I'm going to say the name of a company, obviously you can buy crisps from anywhere, but shadowing a crisp taster who works for Walker's Crisps in Leicester. Their main factory is in Leicester, and that must be a heck of an interesting job. Well, this is what was noted by the reporter who shadowed a lady called Emma Wood, Development Director at Walker's. It's her job to taste test crisps every single day and to bring unusual flavour combinations to life. So, for example, recent additions to Walker's ranges, albeit temporarily, were cheeseburger, tomato ketchup and chocolate-flavoured crisps. Apparently Emma's personal favourite crisp taste of all time is salt and vinegar. There's a shocker. Yeah, apparently someone once submitted an idea for a T-Rex flavour crisps, but no one had any idea what a dinosaur ought to taste like, so it didn't get past the development stage. And, there we go. What else can I tell you in this hard-hitting article? Very often, to develop a new crisp flavour, the team at Walker's undergoes a process called flavour mapping, which involves pulling out matching different tastes. And when you're not that hungry is the best time to be tasting crisps, actually, and tests can sometimes be held as early as 9 a.m. and very often they have an in-house chef who has to rustle things up for them to try and match flavours of, obviously using synthetic means. But they've recently been developing a pizza flavoured crisp. I don't know if it's a particular topping of pizza, but that's being developed right now. To start, team members each have a map drawn out on a piece of paper before tasting, making notes and coming together to draw up their conclusions. Tastes obviously vary from person to person, but they aim to get a general consensus. They start with aroma and then with these new pizza ones which are being developed, picked out scents of crust and four cheese before biting into the crisp. It was important to smell it first. There we go. I may tell you more about this because it's quite an in-depth article after the next track. I'm not quite sure that the next track links to the wonderful world of crisps because it still links to the wonderful world of being cold on Hell is Freezing Over Day. You want a kind of rock angst style track to reflect that, really. So to that end, here's David Essex with A Winter's Tale.
Another winter's tale. I wonder if you hear, I wonder if you're listening, I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well, for all that wishes may be worth. I hope that love and strength are with you for the length of your time on earth. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that can never be. Though it meant a lot to you and me, on a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a just another winter's day.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A hard-hitting winter's tale there from David Essex on the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday, the 31st of January. Hope you're doing fabulously. Thank you. If you've been here since the start, that's wonderful of you. I haven't been giving the credit that is deserved to the people that suggested the tracks that have been on so far. David Essex, Winter's Tale was suggested... Oh, I haven't even got it in front of me. That's pathetic. It was right there. Earlier on, who was it? It was Paul Milton. How could I forget you, Paul? You suggested A Winter's Tale on social media earlier on. That was very wonderful. Thank you for doing that. Yes. And Elton John, Dua Lipa, Ken Taylor and Andy Gardner with Foreigner's Cold as Ice. Right. Got up to date. Everything's good. Wonderful. Now, I have been looking more in depth at the person that followed the Walker's Crisps taste tester. Many brands of crisps are available, of course, but there can be setbacks to a job where your life is tasting crisps all the time and coming up with new flavours, like getting sick of eating endless barbecue sauces to find one that could match the crisp. Also, now there's a focus on cutting down on saturated fats and salts, it can be tricky whilst trying to keep the punchy, distinct tastes that they know consumers will love. There are strict rules for working on the sensory team as a crisp taster. You're not allowed to smoke or drink tea and coffee during breaks. COVID was a terrible time for them because the lady in charge particularly lost her sense of taste. And people undergo... a test for their taste buds when they work in that department, a palate screening, if you like. And you have to identify salty tastes, umami tastes, sweet tastes, and then a neutral taste as well. But of course, because of the nature of society, walkers have to try and keep up with foodie trends. So eating out is quite a requirement as well to see what other people are generally eating, or if there are new flavours that are coming onto the market that people would want to be reflected in their crisps. Interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing, but I'd have always enjoyed a pepperoni pizza. They're now working on a Doritos. Pepperoni Doritos. That would be good. Yeah, and obviously there's differences in preference between different countries as well. So brighter colours are preferred in crisps in the US market. So, yeah. They once played around with a sweet milk bottle flavour in China, but agreed it wouldn't work in the Western market because crisps are heavily associated with savoury dishes. It's different. You don't imagine crisps as being a sweet thing, do you? There we go. But yes, you can find out more online. But very, very interesting into a little insight into the world of crisp tasting as a job. Sounds like it'd be brilliant. Maybe that's the kind of thing when you've done it for a couple of years, you think, I've got to go and eat crisps again at 9:30 this morning. I just want a coffee. I'm not allowed. Outrageous. Well, let's carry on with cold-related music on Hell is Freezing Over Day. This isn't really a negative song about it. It's kind of more hopeful and positive. It's Coldplay, Living Viva La Vida.
FM.
It's the 31st of January. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. I think it's about time we got on to some celebrity birthdays today. Are you ready for the sheer excitement? Who's celebrating today then? Justin Timberlake, 42 today. You're going to hear one of his tracks later on in the show. Gemma Collins, almost the same, that seems weird. Gemma Collins is 41 today. Ellen DeGeneres' other half, Portia de Rossi, actress in America, is 49 today. John Lydon is 66 today. Minnie Driver is 52 today. Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons is 36 today. And had he survived, renowned composer Franz Schubert, also born on the 31st of January, he would be 226 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays, and if you're celebrating as well on the 31st of January, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Now, always, when you ask for cold-related music as an inspiration on this programme, somebody suggests the following track, and I'm always pleased to see it. So Barry Liptrot, great work, Ice Ice Baby. Dum, 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 dum. Get ready. There we go.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The point to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Rolling,
hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Another shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. These my rhymes with conviction and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if my rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby, to go.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And And in case you didn't know, something else that occurs on the 31st of January every year now, and certainly sports media try to make a huge deal of it, it is, of course, Transfer Deadline Day. The January market tends not to be as big as the summer market, but you always get some interesting deals taking place. What is confirmed to have happened today? What is in the works before midnight? Let me fill you in on transfer news so far. Well, João Cancelo has made a shock loan move from Man City to Bayern Munich late this morning. Tottenham's Jed Spence has left to go to Rennes on loan to join Ligue 1 in France. Leeds' Diego Llorente has gone to Roma on loan. And then other notable moves, I believe... Where is it? If I can find it. I can't find it now. Aaron Ramsey has gone from Aston Villa to Middlesbrough on loan. They're all confirmed deals. Everything else is a bit lower down the leagues. But deals in the works. Chelsea trying to work on a British record transfer fee to bring Enzo Fernandez in from Benfica. Manchester United late on now trying to sign Marcel Sabitzer as well. Arsenal trying to sign Jorginho on an 18-month deal, believed for £12 million. Spurs' Matt Doherty is going to leave to join Atletico Madrid. Pedro Porro has flown into London having a medical before his move to Tottenham. And it is believed Enzo Fernandez is currently undergoing a medical for Chelsea in Portugal. It would be a British record transfer fee of £105 million, although Chelsea keep trying to pay in instalments to avoid financial fair play irregularities. Quick transfer roundup for you there then. If anything else develops during the hour and 18 minutes I'll be left on the airwaves, then I'll happily break it to you here on the airwaves of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday the 31st of January. We will pay more visits to the Weird World of News. We may do another one after this. Bear in mind it's Hell is Freezing Over Day. Here's Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton with their version of a classic.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd stop
in. Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. Watch
and
your
my
hurry.
Father will be pacing the
just
floor.
Just listen to that fireplace
now,
roar.
Really, I'd better
sweetheart,
scream.
What's your hurry?
Well, maybe just a half a
why don't you put some records on while
oh,
I
the neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be hired out there.
Oh,
a lock starlight now. I'll take your hand to your hip. Looks
I
bad.
Ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move.
Well, at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold out there.
Oh, this welcome has been
so lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that
my
stone.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
and
delicious.
And my brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
oh,
shore.
And
ooh, baby, you're so delicious.
Well, maybe just one little kiss more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Oh, I've got to go home.
You'll freeze to the bone out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
my hand.
But
don't you see?
How can you do this thing? Pneumonia,
but I can't stay.
Get over that old town.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey, I gotta get out of here.
Come on, baby.
Come on, what?
Just give me 5 minutes more.
Sure know how to wear a girl down, don't you?
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Hey, you're still having a fabulous Tuesday. It's gone 6:45. It's now 6:47. So, 4 hours, 12 minutes and a few seconds left to file your tax return. Said I wasn't going to mention it anymore. I have done it. I'm sorry. Time to go back to the weird world of news. And in case you didn't hear about this earlier in the week, I wanted to mention it again today because if this had happened to me, I probably would have done the same. But somebody put the original Mr. Blobby costume for sale on eBay. Somebody won the auction with a bid of £62,000, and then having won the auction for that bid within an hour, backed out of the deal. Now, I didn't know this, because you look at eBay's terms and conditions, and it's probably not made clear, but they cannot legally force you to make a purchase if you win an auction on eBay. It is possible to back out. Obviously, you can get blacklisted, so to speak, on eBay and people wouldn't want to deal with you in the future. But I guess you don't care if you've nearly paid £62,000 for something you're not quite sure if you want. But anyway, yes, someone on eBay bid £62,000 for the original Mr. Blobby costume and backed out of the sale. Wowzers. The anonymous seller told reporters, I thought it would get to a level of £100 maybe. I was shocked that it reached the level it did. I think it was one of those things that was driven by social media. Ironically, I wasn't selling it to make money, but to make space. The seller explained they worked making props and costumes for the BBC, with Mr. Blobby's costume destined for an overseas version of the BAFTA-winning Knowles House Party TV show. But that show was cancelled before the costume could be delivered, leaving the unwanted suit propped in a corner of the creator's property for years, until a house move forced them to sell it in order to make space. This is sad. It has a cracked glassy eye and perishing rubber around the edges, hardly worth tens of thousands, but perhaps a fan of 90s nostalgia might help give it a loving home. Oh dear, yeah, you see pictures of it. It doesn't look in great condition. I certainly wouldn't pay £62,000 for it. Maybe £6.20 or something, or £62. You wouldn't say was going amiss. It's made of foam rubber, covered with a rubber-type material, that's specific, with a shoulder support. It's over 25 years old, this costume. So there is inevitable ageing to the foam and the rubberized coating. So it's less suitable to be worn. It's not as supple as it was in 1996. In fact, the two arms require reattaching to the body, and the bow tie needs securing. Yeah. The seller added, overall, it's not too bad for its age, but there is visible creasing and dust to the covering, and some areas require a drop of glue to make good. Basically, what they're saying is, it's knackered, and they're probably not too sad because they thought no one in their right mind would pay £62,000 for it. But yes, Mr. Blobby's original costume did go for sale on eBay.
the celebrity would have been happy if it got to £100. They were probably elated when it got over £10,000, and then it went up to £62,000, and the buyer backed out of the bid. They've decided they're not going to relist it straight away. It's caused enough of a furore for now. And to that end, let's all calm down whilst helping hell freeze over on Hell is Freezing Over Day with a bit of funky cold Medina.
I dig it. Cold, cool, and at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls were all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Cold Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Lindsay, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. And then she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, cause I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cold Medina.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's Tuesday, it's still pretty chilly out, isn't it? Yes, I had a wander round yesterday and today. Doesn't feel warm. Still happily wearing a scarf and got some new gloves relatively recently too. Still need them. Oh, yes, you probably are feeling the same. We're all looking forward to when it warms up a little bit. When's that going to happen? Sometimes February can be pretty cold, can't it? March, even March, we've had snow before. We've had snow in April, I know what you're going to say. Yes, all right, but let's hope. Towards the end of March, clocks go forward, don't they? Yeah, and then it'll start to warm up. Spring will be sprung early March, I predict, probably late February. Who knows what the heck's going on with the seasons? I've suddenly got all meteorological on myself and wasn't expecting it. Still, it's a good evening so far. Thanks for your company here on the Phoenix Airwaves. Great to have you along. What have we got still to come in tonight's show? We're going to find out about how you can clean your oven using cling film back in the weird world of news a little bit later. And the man who scares his neighbours by exercising. We'll have a look at some movies you can help rank later on in the show as well. That doesn't mean except that they're bad. We're not talking about rank in that sense. We're talking about put them in order of excitement. Yes. And I am going to update the scoring system fairly soon. And we've got tracks to look forward to coming up in the show from the likes of Girls Aloud, AC/DC, Backstreet Boys, Cher, Gwen Stefani, Justin Timberlake on his birthday. I'm sure he'd be pleased about that. Amy Winehouse, Pussycat Dolls, to name but a few. So loads of great tracks still to look forward to. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com and on your smart speaker. And mixcloud.com if you want to see me too. Time for more cold-related music. Here's Girls Aloud. It's all over their entire lives. Basically, they started out warm. Temperature dropped. Their life got cold. Thanks.
Oh, 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 yeah. We text as we eat, as we listen to the freaks, as we wait for the right of way. We text as we talk, we're running as we walk, cause we stuff our little souls away. We smoke as we choke, as we sink another coke, and we grin when it blows our mind. We skate as we date, as we slowly suffocate. We're running, we're running, we're running out of time. My life got cold, it happened many years ago, when summer slipped away. So chill now, oh. Pretend everything's gonna be okay. We shake as we wake, never give until we take, and we hate when we have to pay. We flirt while we work to forget about the hurt and the trash that we left behind. We sink as we swim, the ice is wearing thin. We're running, we're running, we're running out of time. My life got cold, it happened many years ago, when summer slipped away. So chill now, oh. When summer slipped away. So chill now, oh. We've got many years to go. So take it day by day.
Phoenix FM.
Girls Aloud and Life Got Cold to take us into the second hour of the show that goes like this tonight. It's a minute past seven. Right, loads more great tracks still to come. More visits to the weird world of news and rank all movies as well. In fact, I'll tell you about ranking movies straight after this next track, which is going to... Well, actually, I want to squeeze in two more about being hell is freezing over day. I haven't really fully embraced wacky holidays yet tonight, perhaps. So anyway, after this track, I'll embrace wacky holidays today. And then after the next track, we'll look at ranking all movies. Loads of excitement happening. Yes, here on the road to hell. With Chris Rea. I remember thinking it was absolutely brilliant when I discovered that there is a place in Norway genuinely called Hell. So was Chris Rea talking about trying to drive there? You'd definitely need a ferry at some point to get to Norway. I know Tromsø is one of the most northern towns in Norway, isn't it? Or cities. I've seen the Northern Lights. I've been to a place in the middle of the ocean where there's only about 1 hour of darkness every night at a certain time of the year. Has Chris Rea been there? Has he tried to drive there? On the road to hell.
Well, I'm standing by a river, but the water doesn't flow. It boils with every poison you can think of. And I'm underneath the streetlight, but the light of joy I know is scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes a smile on every face, and common sense is ringing out the bell. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Chris Rea and The Road to Hell. One more track to play to complete a brace of hell-related music, which I didn't expect to say on this programme, but it's going to happen very soon. But I did say before that I would embrace ridiculous holidays with you today, so get ready. Obviously, we know it's Hell is Freezing Over Day. Did you know the 31st of January? Why on earth would they make it this? It's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day! Yep, don't eat them any other day of the year. Even Christmas, shun them. They're trying to make it 31st of January. Ridiculous. Ignore it. Not having it. Also today, Backwards Day! I don't know why it's Backwards Day. It's just Backwards Day. And carrying on, unnecessary, ridiculous holidays. 31st of January, all over the world. Scotch Tape Day! I'm sorry, what? Scotch Tape Day? The sort of sellotape you get on a dispenser that's a bit better than normal sellotape. Why is it Scotch Tape Day? Oh. Also, kind of excitingly, and I'm willing to embrace this, it's National Hot Chocolate Day today. Now, bearing in mind we do like to look at the truly ridiculous on this programme, January, apparently, this has genuinely been decided, January is National Conscience Month. No, I'm not playing the fanfare, we're not doing it. National Conscience Month? I'm sorry, what? A month that celebrates having a conscience. Don't just do things, don't think of the consequences and not care. Think about the... conscience. National Conscience Month. Yeah. Also, whilst I appreciate if this has ever happened to you, it's horrendous, do we need to have an awareness of it, particularly more than any other time? January is also National Stalking Awareness Month. Bear in mind, sometimes people get stalked, they don't like it, and they want those people to stop stalking them. And in January, we should be aware of that. National Stalking Awareness Month. Bizarre, unnecessary, I'm not happy. Here's AC/DC.
Yeah.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company. Hope you are doing very well on this Tuesday evening. So we've looked at ridiculous holidays. We've had a few visits to the weird world of news already. We've done celebrity birthdays. So much has happened already, and we've still got 48 minutes to go on this programme. And I am now going to talk to you about the sheer excitement that is Rank All Movies. Yes, over recent weeks on social media, I've been asking you to give certain movies a score out of 100, just based on how much you enjoyed them. Nothing to do with anybody else's opinion, everyone's welcome to their own. And so far, we've looked at Gladiator, Ghostbusters, Alien, Back to the Future, and The Matrix. And with all the votes that come in, I've simply added up all the scores and worked out an average. And that is the order of preference, the order I read them out. Gladiator, 82%. Ghostbusters, 75. Alien, 74. Back to the Future, 72. The Matrix, 64. So, yeah, those are the scores out of 100. Basically, average percentage scores, if you like. So, Gladiator is everyone's favourite film out of those five. But I'm adding two more to the list tonight. The excitement is mounting. Absolutely. And I've simply asked you tonight to add to that list and give your scores out of 100. To The Greatest Showman and to Hairspray. So get yourself onto Facebook, Ben Simmons on Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook as well. Comment below the post with your scores out of 100 for The Greatest Showman and for Hairspray, and we will add those to the list for next week. The excitement is quite literally palpable. Still can't believe Gladiator was fabulous, but it's top out of all those. Ghostbusters, Alien, Back to the Future, and The Matrix. And I loved The Matrix. The Matrix bottom of the Rank All Movies table at the moment. Where will The Greatest Showman and Hairspray find themselves in that list by next week? It's up to you. It's up to you to cast your vote by simply commenting on Facebook. That's the place where you can find it. And do it now. If you're listening to this programme live, get onto social media, get onto Facebook, just leave a comment with your score. If you have any other way of contacting me, you can do it that way as well if you want to stay anonymous. And just get in touch and simply let me know your score out of 100 for The Greatest Showman and your score out of 100 for Hairspray. The movies just on your general enjoyment of them. That's all we've got to go on. Fabulous. Now, this next track, whilst it's a great song with great harmonies, it always reminds me of one of my favourite TV shows. And we're moving on from Hell is Freezing Over Day to Backwards Day now by embracing tracks or artists with back in their name. And if you've seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the comedy police TV show set in New York, you know that each kind of opening to the show before it goes into the main titles, it's just got a separate moment that doesn't really have anything to do with the rest of the show. It's just a sort of hilarious comedy skit, if you like. And one of their cold opens on Brooklyn Nine-Nine features this next track done in the form of an identity parade. It's very amusing. If you search for it, you'll find it. This is the Backstreet Boys, who want it what way? Oh, that way.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a
from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire.
FM.
Love that. If you've seen the relevant Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode I'm talking about, you'll know why it fits in with that brilliantly as well. Fantastic. Now, a listener, Ellie from Beckles, requested a track earlier on, and I forgot to play it, so huge apologies for that. I also forgot to give a shout out to the person that suggested Baby It's Cold Outside by Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton, and that was Carolina Simmons. Sometimes when people have the same surname as them, they feel obliged to say no relation. I can't do that. Carolina Simmons is my cousin. Hello, Carolina. I hope you're all fabulous. I'm sorry I couldn't meet up when some of the family met up a few weeks back. Hope you're all good. Marvellous. Now, here's a track for Ellie from Beckles, then. It kind of links to Hell is Freezing Over Day rather than Backwards Day. I feel like I've got it slightly out of place. But anyway, here for you is Bette Midler.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching. Takes the chance, it's the one.
Phoenix FM.
Bette Midler's rather beautiful, The Rose. Hope you enjoyed that. Fantastic. Now, I like to look at what's trending on Twitter during the show and see if it's worth mentioning anything to you on the airwaves. And if you've been online in the last couple of days, you probably may have seen something about this, but there is an awful lot of controversy surrounding Sam Smith at the moment and the fact that they want to be known as they rather than a he or a him. Which some people think you should be entitled to ask people to do to you, and some people clearly having some problems with that. But it's rather the content of a new music video they've released that seemed to be causing people to be up in arms about it. And as ever, maybe it's clever marketing, maybe it's getting everybody to look at the video. But who knows what to believe, but there's a lot of vitriol being directed at Sam Smith simply for being in a fairly outrageous video. But outrageous videos have happened all throughout time. You know, going back to the days when they used to be banned and then people wanted to watch them. So the cynic in me says it's some kind of marketing, but these days if you want to market and cause controversy, you have to deal with mindless idiots out there as well, throwing hatred your way. So let's just let everyone be who they want to be, and if they want to promote something, if you don't want people to see it, don't watch it. Simple as that. Anyway, yeah, if you're concerned or want to know what's going on, just go online and search for Sam Smith on any social media, particularly Twitter, and I think you'll find a lot of interesting threads on what's going on out there. Anyway, before that, let's get back to great music. Music with the word back heavily involved in it. To that end, here's Gwen Stefani.
Uh-huh, this much. All the girls dump your feet like this. Few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. A few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. And you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Give it my all, gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing, and another one bites the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gwen Stefani, holler back girl. Well, she isn't one, according to her own lyrics. Anyway, time to go once again over to the weird world of news. And I do like life hacks on the weird world of news, and here is another one. It's not really a money-saving life hack, but maybe a time-saving life hack. Online, a woman has shared an, in quotes, magic cling film hack that removes stains from stovetops. Yes, and the article says, let's face it, many of us don't clean our stoves quite as often as we should. That can mean we're left with stains and burn marks around the hobs that are impossible to clean once we eventually get around to it. Are they? Okay. One cleaning expert said you don't need to spend hours hopelessly scrubbing at your hob. There is an easy way to lift the burnt-on grime with a little bit of patience. If you have some oven cleaner and some cling film and 24 hours. Yes, you simply spray the oven cleaner onto the burn marks all over your hob, then cover it over with cling film, then wait 24 hours, and then you can lift the cling film off. There will be a mess on the stove that just needs to be wiped away, and as simply as that, it's as good as new, apparently, according to this lady online. And then one person who tried it added, the stains have melted off! Incredible! So that proves it must work. But anyway, you know, a relatively decent oven cleaner. You can pick them up for about £3, maybe. Cling film for about 70p, possibly, if you look in the right place. Some sort of scouring pad you'll probably need. So people are saying for the cost of about £5 or £6, you can clean your oven. But it's the 24 hours waiting time that's quite important. So spray on the oven cleaner, cover it over with cling film, wait 24 hours, and it will be very, very easy to clean away the resultant mess in the morning. Don't say we don't bring you useful things here on the show that goes like this. We can say it, you'd just be wrong. It's the 31st of January. I said I wouldn't mention it, but 4.5 hours left until the tax deadline looms. I won't mention it too much more. You're probably sick of it. But anyway, loads more great tracks still to squeeze into the final half hour. What are we going to get? We're hopefully going to get Justin Timberlake, Oasis, Amy Winehouse and Pussycat Dolls. Can we fit them all in? Let's find out. Well, here's Justin.
Sit back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah. Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The motherfuckers don't know how to act. Yeah. Don't let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
Sexy, go heavy, go with it.
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 sexy. Go ahead,
be gone with it.
Get you sexy, huh?
Sexy back,
yeah.
Mother, watch your eye attack.
Yeah.
If that's your girl, better watch your back.
Yeah.
She'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact.
Yeah. Take her to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
What you working with?
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Get your
sexy out.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's 25 minutes and 5 seconds left of the show that goes like this tonight. It's been great to have your company all throughout. Thanks to everybody that suggested tracks on social media in the run-up to tonight's show. You have been absolute legends as ever. And who am I thanking in particular? Well, Barry Liptrot, Ken Taylor, Andy Gardner, Jed Gleason, Sue Burton, Paul Milton, my Mrs. Haley Jane. Thank you so much as well. Stuart James, Carolina Simmons, Ellie from Beckles too. Loads of people got in touch about tonight's show. Thank you very much for doing that. Remember to cast your votes for Rank All Movies as well on Facebook, my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my personal Ben Simmons page. You are asked to comment on the post, just scoring The Greatest Showman and Hairspray out of 100. It'd be very good if you could do that and give it a share as well, so more people get to cast their votes and we get a realistic picture of people's favourite movies. Fantastic. Well, here's a track I hear quite a lot in my new job, working on the smash hit show in London, immersive theatre production, Peaky Blinders The Rise. Oh yes, I'm enjoying it. This song features at the end of the night, every night. Here is Oasis. It's got the word back in it.
You've seen
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons and we've got 19 minutes left together before the news at 8 o'clock, but then keep it here on Phoenix FM. Loads of great stuff going on throughout a Tuesday night. Straight after me, Rob Harvey and with Synth City from 8 until 10, and then a brand new show at 10 o'clock all based around R&B. Recommend you stick around for that as well. So it's good on a Tuesday evening. Keep it here, 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. I still want to get in about 4 or 5 tracks. Will I have room to do it? I think so. I think I can just about. But we've also got to pay our final visit to the Weird World of News and hear about the man who exercised and frightened his neighbours. And I will recap Rancor movies and recap the entire show as well. Some ridiculous holidays occur on the 31st of January and in the month of January, National Conscience Month. Don't be ridiculous. And National Stalking Awareness Month. I think you should be aware of it all the time, really. Anyway, here's Amy Winehouse.
Same old, same bed.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. I did want to tell you about the Weird World of News final visit tonight about a man who scares his neighbours by exercising. Yes, he's not doing anything with dumbbells and throwing dumbbells at people's windows or anything like that. He simply doesn't like people looking at him while he exercises, so he decides to exercise very late at night, wearing all black clothes with his hood up because it's cold. He's over 6 foot tall and he has just apologised to his neighbours, admittedly only on social media. I don't think he's been around their houses because it would probably terrify them further. But he's kind of power walking around his neighbourhood dressed in all black, and being the only person out late at night. People have noticed him out their windows and been unhappy about it, been concerned about it, thought he was a ne'er-do-well, so to speak, maybe scoping out properties for future burglaries or something like that. But he'd like to assure all his neighbours he's not, he's just simply exercising on his own late at night, so he doesn't get any judgment from anyone if he did it in the day when more people would be watching him. He's basically a shy exerciser. So simple as that. I guess it's no real problem. Well, can we possibly squeeze in three tracks and still talk to you about everything that's gone on this show? Let's try our very best. Now, remember, it's Scotch Tape Day. Therefore, here are the Pussycat Dolls with Stick With You. I was quite pleased with that link.
Exactly what is on my mind. Seems like everybody's breaking up and throwing their love away. But I know I got a good thing right here. That's why I say, hey,
nobody gonna love me better. I must stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I must stick with you.
Phoenix FM.
Just a quick update on Rankall Movies. The Greatest Showman currently at 76 and Hairspray currently at 72. So they're doing favourably in the list so far. Both better than The Matrix, according to you lovely Legend listeners. Thanks to everyone that's voted. Right, very quickly, still on Scotch Tape Day related music, here's Brian Ferry. Let's Stick Together.
FM.
Well, it's almost time for me to go here on the show that goes like this. It's been another fabulous show. Great to have your company as ever tonight. Hope your 31st of January is treating you well one final time. Just over 4 hours left before the tax deadline. Anyway, yes, what have we talked about today? Well, it's been Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, Backwards Day, Hell is Freezing Over Day, Scotch Tape Day, National Hot Chocolate Day, National Conscience Month, and National Stalking Awareness Month. Some of those utterly, utterly pointless. It's Justin Timberlake's birthday today. It was also Franz Schubert's birthday on this day. Justin Timberlake, 42. Schubert would have been 226 today. On the Weird World of News, we've looked at the life of a Walker's crisp taster. We've looked at the person who refused to buy an old Mr. Blobby costume for £62,000. We've decided that if you put cling film over your oven, it can help to clean it. And if you're exercising late at night, you may well terrify your neighbours. And we've learned that The Greatest Showman and Hairspray are making their way onto the list of Rankall Movies. Currently sort of mid-table, but it could all change. Get yourself onto Facebook and it's up to you. Thank you for your company. Also, don't forget, it's transfer deadline day today. Fernandez to Chelsea, Sabitzer to Man United, Cancelo to Bayern Munich, Porro to Spurs, and Sam Smith has caused an awful lot of controversy on social media with his their new music video. Apologies, I'm doing a Richard Madeley. Right, I'll be back again next week. Rob Harvey up next with Synth City, and then after Rob, Siobhan Copland with an R&B show. Keep it here, playing us out on Hot Chocolate Day. Hot chocolate, that was appropriate. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.
You never